Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When was the last time we had a white Christmas?
I tell you what, it ain't about to be one this week or next week.
Well, I could go for one.
You mean like a Christmas, I don't mean like a half-ass snowy Christmas.
No, I mean like a
full-on
like you wake
blizzard.
Up and it's snowing.
Yeah, and it sticks for a while.
Yeah, Philly's just not like snowy like that anymore,
man. I
know.
And I am looking on my phone here. Weather app does have a little...
Ooh, a chance of a white Christmas?
It's supposed to be brick this weekend.
Next
though.
Wednesday. That's Christmas, right? Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
45% with a little snow icon.
Let's go.
Let's do it. A little white Christmas. That would be a wonderful memory. You know what else is a great memory? How about 14 years ago today, December 19th, up at MetLife Stadium, Eagles down, seconds to go, and this happened.
Oh, my God. All right. The thing's not working. Sorry.
Okay. Can you guess what happened, everyone? Sunday, December 19, 2010, at MetLife Stadium. This happened.
Matt dodged the punt. Gets a high snap. Gets it away. It's a knuckle. Jackson takes it at the 35. Picks it up. Looks for running room. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. Midfield. Zeros were on the clock, and the Giants fans can't believe it, and the Eagles have just pulled off the most remarkable win I have ever seen.
Miracle number two in the Meadowlands.
I have never seen anything like this. Never. Never seen anything like this.
It is all these years later, it's still it's one of the most incredible Eagles victories of all time. It's such a great call from Merrill and Mike, the excitement in their voice. Hugh, there's so many elements to it. Obviously, the Matt Dodge punt to Deshaun, him kind of dancing around the goal line, waiting for that clock to run out.
Yeah.
And where were you? You've told the story. You were at Dave and Buster's.
I was at a Dave and Buster's up there by, going up north.
Mm-hmm.
That one up there.
Off 95?
I
can picture it.
Foreman Mills or whatever it was up there. And so I remember the Giants fans were ridiculing me. So I left early because I was mad. And when I was still listening to the game on the radio,
mm-hmm.
and as soon as Deshaun was about to score, I went back in there and I gave everybody that had on a Giants jersey the bird. Both of them, double barrel. I remember. I'll never forget that day, man. It was awesome.
So, look, the punt return was amazing. That was exclamation point. The part that I always thought almost fell under the radar is that was the best quarter of football I've ever seen Michael Vick play.
Yeah.
It was 31-10 when the fourth quarter started, and they won the game.
Yeah, it was bad, man. It was a tough day. And you can imagine how tough it was for me sitting there with all those Giants fans watching the game, and they're having their way with us, and it looks like we're going to lose. Like, that was a tough day to keep your composure and everything, and then for it to end the way that it did, oh, man, that was pretty good.
If my memory serves, that basically won the division for the Eagles that season because both teams were pretty good. I think both teams either made the playoffs or obviously both had winning records, but the Eagles won the division on that play that day. And I just kept thinking as I watched, like, this was – like, Michael Vick – who, you know, was in the news this week, obviously, with the coaching job at Norfolk State. That was like, he reached his potential, Hugh, for one. He had a great year that year, but like for that one quarter, that was what Vic was always supposed to be. He was the most unstoppable player in the NFL. Like, it was insane how amazing he was.
Great to see, man. Yeah, that was great to see.
It was great. And then, of course, Deshaun with the punt return. And I feel like every December 19th from here on out, we will play that highlight of Deshaun Jackson. Let's go. Is Herb ready here? Is Herb in the Northeast ready to roll?
I mean, you just never know.
Okay. Herb in the Northeast said he wants to talk about Sirianni.
Yeah, boy.
Herb.
Yeah, boy. You like that. You like that punt return, Julio, huh?
Of course. I mean, what a play, Herb.
You get me fired up. That Deshaun, Ryan Westbrook, all those.
Herman Edwards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. EAGLES. That's the way we go. Ain't that right, Mr. Rush Douglas?
Yeah, right there. Right there.
You fired up, baby, or what?
Fired up.
He can barely contain it, Herb.
Yeah, boy, I get on your ass, you Douglas. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know what's happening. This is 2024. Here we go.
Yes.
Different time, Hugh.
Different time.
Yeah. Yeah, my man's doing a good job, the coach, okay? Mm-hmm. Stay, you know, just keep playing, keep hitting, keep tackling. Let's run the ball, pass the ball, run the ball. You know what I mean? I got the plays. Yeah, boy.
You have the playbook or just you got the whole – you got all the plays?
I got the playbook. Oh. You know what's happening.
He's
Joe
sharing
Joe,
that? You had the playbook?
That's not good.
I got a playbook back with the Pittsburgh Steelers, how they got to the Super Bowl. I got the playbook.
Like Chuck Knoll's playbook?
You know what I'm saying, man? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Steel Curtain.
What's his name? Just retired. They got two Super Bowls.
Ben Roethlisberger?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about,
that's
Joe.
Right.
Yeah, of course. Bill Cowher? I don't know. It's just naming Bill, Steelers.
No, yeah, Bill Cowher.
Oh, Bill Cowher.
What's his name? Yeah.
Chuck Knoll.
They want to not Chuck Knoll. That's
Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin.
They've only had
Jerome
three coaches.
Bettis.
They've only had like three coaches for 50 years, so I'm going to be closer. So, Herb, what do you think? You fully sold on Sirianni?
I'm okay with it. Okay. The biggest thing is we got to finish the season out. And depending on who we play, it's like what you said, there's always that Tampa Buccaneers. The last two games, they got us. So if we have to play them in the playoffs, we got to get the game plan together that's right. We got to have the offense and the defense. We can't let that happen like these last two games. No, there's no way.
A little revenge on Tampa. I like that. Take them out.
Yeah, we got big revenge on Tampa.
No doubt about it.
You know what I mean? Big time. We gotta be ready to go right out of the chute. You know what I mean?
Herb, you do all your holiday shopping? You good to go?
I'm trying to get over to Oxford Valley. I got to get a couple gifts. If not, I'll wait till. So I gotta go down. I'm working tonight down to Wells Fargo.
Okay. Yeah, you better hurry, Herb. You got 6 days left. 5 days, really.
I'm okay.
Okay.
Just extra stuff. I'm already done with everything.
Oh, you got the big stuff. Yeah.
How about you, Joe? What you buy for your kid, man?
I can't throw that out on the air.
They might be listening.
We're all good. I'll tell you about it when we get after
you
Christmas.
You got the money, Joe. You got the money. I heard.
What are you hearing, Herb?
They heard you got
a
wrong
pick. I was talking with the big reps, the big boys down there.
You know more than I do then, Herb. I thought you were in the NFL. I thought you were in. Yeah, I thought you were in the NFLPA meeting.
Yeah, I was in there. I was talking to a bunch of guys, few of them. Gary Cobb saw me. Douglas was still doing his show. There was a myth. The one dude was misinformed. that was actually running everything. First of all,
whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chicky and Pete's, he's paying, you understand? He's paying the NFL. They bill him for all that food. So, basically, none of them guys, nobody paid to eat or drink or whatever.
They got off scot-free?
They had open bar, but I was sitting with Hollis Thomas for like 45 minutes. We were talking about the old days, man.
Hugh, where were you?
I was working.
Working?
Yeah, I had to work.
He was still working the
work.
Show.
You missed the party.
I missed the party.
NFLPA meeting, Herb in, yeah. Hugh out. Herb,
yeah,
good
I
call.
I didn't even go to the PA meeting.
You skipped the PA meeting?
I didn't skip it on purpose. I mean, I had to work. And, you know, like Herb said, the boss was there. Mm. I had to go, you know, I couldn't just up and leave.
So what was Herb's Sirianni take?
He's okay with him, yeah.
I mean, I can't argue, I can't argue with any of that then.
Yeah, I couldn't get past the beginning of the call when he said he was on Hugh. That was a little, that was different.
That was.
Yeah, that's why I'm like when we get on this bus trip, man, I'm. I would have rode him until he told me, no. Take me a lot of gummies. Take a lot.
That was one of Herb's better calls in a while. That was good, yeah. I just like that he just wedged his way into the NFL Players Association meeting.
Well, yeah, and had a ball, evidently.
He redeemed himself from not being ready and came in hot.
Oh, he did. It was one of his better ones. Let's go to Josh in Wilmington. What's up, Josh?
Oh, guys, I love following that because, dude, it is so good. He was on fire today, man.
He was everywhere. Don't worry about his Christmas shopping. He's got it.
Yeah, I mean, but I was like last week during the crisis, you know, oh, my God, what's going to happen? They need to pass the ball, blah, blah, blah. Now lies are coming flying around, whatever. We needed a Herb from Northeast last week. I must have missed it, but it was like he was – we could have seriously used some of that energy last week. I mean, what are you buying your kids for Christmas, Jillio?
I mean, he's just asking the hard questions and expecting me to give answers before Christmas. Josh, I think we need Herb not only on the bus with us down to New Orleans. Yeah. I think we need him in the Eagles pregame locker room before the Super Bowl.
I would 100% guarantee with that. The alacrity that guy just brought to this radio station was some of the best I've heard him come with in probably 5 years.
Yeah, I think so, we just reached peak Herb. I agree with that. Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, no doubt. So listen, real quick, Joe. I got to kind of – this is the standard Thursday Joe Giglio take the pulse of the tri-state area. Like, let's stir the pot just a little bit. Of course, Nick Sirianni is a good coach, Joe. And I got to tell you, I said to Kyle, did you flip-flop on this at all? Were you on him not that long ago, and now we're taking the temperature again?
No, it's a different conversation. About a month and a half ago, we wondered if – I said we were a little too hard on him, which I said we were, and I was. And now we're talking about, are you fully sold? To me, they're different things. I was too hard on him. He's done a nice job the last 10 weeks, but fully sold, no. I got to wait for the real games to start.
So then let me ask you a question, right? You say playoff success.
Yes.
So what does that mean? Let's give this some body.
Does all right, let's boil this down.
Game?
Yes. Here's what I need. I need them to be playing on championship game weekend. If they are not playing on title game weekend, what did the coach do this year? Like, it's not enough for me. They have the best team. They're going to be the favorite heading in. They're going to be at worst a 2 seed. That means to me, Josh, if they get the 1 seed, that means they only have to win 1 game. If they get the 2 seed, they have to win 2 games and get to the title game. Then I'll be good.